Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we are bringing people who are changing the world via social media. I am Dr. Ikeena Finch, but I couldn't do this without my lovely co-host, Vanessa Canterbury. How art thou?
I am great. How are you?
I am fabulous. You know, can you tell us about who we're speaking to today?
I am excited to be able to have this speaker on who is going to be one of the speakers for the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically Conference. And it's amazing when I get a chance to speak with her, to see her journey and to get to know more of the background of what she's going to educate us about a little bit today and more so on the conference. I am not going to delay this any further, but Kimberly Brown, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am here. How's everyone doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for saying yes to be one of the speakers for the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically Conference. And what you do is so unique, but so needed in a way where people will sit back and have a whole notepad full of notes. So the topic that you're going to speak about is secure your finance. And you know, we're afraid to talk about that. But we need to talk about it. Why, what made you go into finance of making this like a topic for the Breaking Barriers conference?
You know, so again, my name is Kim Brown. I wanted to introduce myself, and the name of my company is Financial Mastery. And the reason I even named it that was because if you're not a master over your finances, if you're not in charge of your finances, you have a very difficult road ahead of you. And many of us have learned behaviors. We've learned different techniques that really don't work. They worked for maybe a short term or a short time period, but they didn't work long term. It's not the true strategy of what you need to do in order to be able to save and plan your finances for the long term, for long-term endeavors such as college, such as retirement, such as an emergency that might come up. So to me, this topic is one of the most important topics that needs to be presented at this conference, because we need to break down the barriers that we have already set up from historical learnings so that we can go forward and be prepared in the appropriate manner.
Yes, yes. And you know, what made you decide that you wanted to go into this area?
Well, honestly, I've been in, financial sales for, I'd say, 33 years now. And it's the only career that I've ever had. I've been in many different positions, but I too had to learn some things, and I had to unlearn some things that I had learned from different people on how to save and plan for retirement. And as I'm going out and I'm doing these workshops, primarily retirement workshops, I'm talking to people and they're saying, how can I talk about retirement? I've got student loan debt. My daughter or my son is heading to college. Somebody had a major medical emergency and now I have so much debt, we will never be able to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm saying, okay, well then, you know, maybe we can talk about retirement. And then I just kind of drew a blank slate and said, let me take a step back. Because until I begin to address some of the issues that are facing people on a daily basis, that they're trying to handle on a daily basis, but really their long-term endeavors, there's practices, there's life skills, there's things that they need to learn and that they need to know so that they are prepared for some of these hurdles that are going to come before them. I mean, if they truly understood the process and the need for life insurance, you know, maybe we wouldn't have as many GoFundMes on social media. If we truly understood the process for gaining scholarships for college, maybe we wouldn't have so many student loans when we graduate from college. If we truly understood how to save and plan for retirement, maybe, you know, maybe our parents and ourselves, and then our children and grandchildren will truly understand that they can retire and they can still live. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to get to have all of the things that you want in life. You know, there's a give and a take for everything. But if you understood the process you could make, you could make realistic choices, life choices, versus just having those choices and those decisions made for you because you didn't have all of the information that you needed. Those are the reasons, you know, that's my career. That's what I've been into. But if I can't have the conversation with you about retirement, because I know, you know, in the next several years or so, I'm going to be saying I'm ready to retire. Well, I know that I've done what I needed to do. And right now, today, unless something else happens, I'll be able to retire. What I need to know is, of all the people that I'm talking to, will you be able to retire? Will you have all of the information that you need about life insurance, about disability insurance if you needed it, accident insurance or critical needs insurance? Do you have the right car and homeowners insurance? You know, do you have to have the cable plan that's $5 million, or can you actually take a lesser payment plan and apply that money towards a financial endeavor, you know, either long-term or short-term, or investments? You know, there's real estate investments, there's stocks, there's bonds. You know, how do we get that information in front of people so that they can come out on the side of the have-me's versus the have-nots? And that's what became so important to me and put me on this journey to continue to talk to people about managing their finances. Because when you don't, you become a slave to unmanaged finances. You know, you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're just trying to get from one day to the next. And I'm saying there is a way, there's a method to the madness. There is a way for us to do better and for us to get better, okay? And I'm here to help us, our environment, our friends, our family, get to that next level. That's what I'm working for.
Kim.
This is Kim.
My goodness, you blew me away with exactly what you're saying. We have to get untrained to be retrained on how to truly secure our finances for our retirement, to truly to be able to have the money just in case basis, to be able to send our children off to college. One of the things that attracted me to you was how you was able to get your son not only through college, but debt-free when he graduated. Can you give just a snippet about that?
You know, I have a Facebook group. It's called Realizing the College Dream. I just want to plug it and just say, you know, it's free information for everybody. But one of the things that I talk to is my son, Xavier, being able to go to Morehouse, but he graduated debt-free. He didn't have any loans. And I'm not going to say that it was easy. I'm not going to say that I didn't have to make some difficult choices along the way. I'm not going to say he didn't have to make some difficult choices. But on his graduation day, the one thing that sticks out is that he said, "Mom, do you know I don't have any student loans?" I'm like, "Baby, that was the goal." So see, what we did was we put the goal up front. We put the goal at the very beginning. I understood the goal. He understood the goal. I don't know if he understood it as well, and the rationale that you don't want to come out owing somebody $500 a month for the next 36 months. But he went along with the plan. And that plan was to graduate debt-free. We put a plan in. Let me say, I did all the research. I put activities in place. I put a plan in place. I executed the plan. And then we saw the results. The very beginning, I had to have a goal. So before I could do anything else, I had to ask myself realistically, what's the goal? And the goal was debt-free graduation. Now, I had to go along and I had to also help him to understand debt-free graduation and help him to understand what's your budget going to look like when you graduate? Because see, you're coming off of the payroll. Does everybody understand what the payroll is? The payroll is me subsidizing you while you're in college. See, that little payroll, that job is going to end. And when that job ends, I need for you to have a job to take care of the income that you need to live your wonderful life. And when I explained it to him in that way, and I said, here realistically, say you make $30,000 when you come out of college. How much are you going to have if you get paid weekly? There's 52 weeks in a year. Now, I want you to subtract $500 a month at a 4 weeks worth of pay. He said, well, I don't have that much money. That's my issue right there. That's why I'm telling you we need to graduate debt-free. And see, then they're going to put some interest on top of that too. Okay? He understood better what I was trying to say. So when we talk about all the different things, everybody's plan for a graduation is going to be different. There's no one plan for everybody, but there are the same categories that we all need to cover and that we all need to question. The goals should be the same. Like I said earlier, I did a video on realizing the college dream, and I was telling, you know, the members, what I need for you to understand is if you set the goal for graduating college in 4 years, well, then you're going to go after the goal. But if you automatically assume and set your goal at 5 years, well, then if you slip to six, see, you just went a year over. It's not that bad. Well, yes, it is. What can happen to you if you take 5 or 6 years to graduate? Well, if you had a Pell Grant, you know, you don't get it after a certain time period. So that's why a lot of kids drop out of college. They just literally run out of money. But they didn't have a plan to begin with. So there was no rhyme or reason for them to be able to reach the goal. So does that help, does that help to answer that question about what I did with my son? When it comes to managing the requirements for graduation, that's what we did. It's one thing to get your child to college and to get the scholarships that are renewable, that are going to come every year. That's one strategy. But now that you're in college and you got your scholarship, my next goal is I'm going to get you through college in 4 years, and we're going to get to graduation. But see, we're not done yet. The ultimate goal is I need for you to have a job, career, job, whatever you want to call it. I need you to have dedicated income coming in upon graduation. So it's kind of like three big hurdles when we talk about college. And I need for people to look at it in that manner. If you only finish two and you walk across that stage, but then you come back home and you live with me and you don't have a job and you don't have an income, I'm not calling that success. So I try to help families to understand, be realistic about what the goal is. Be realistic about the categories to get to the goal. Be realistic about the strategies underneath each category, and be realistic about your child. Okay. I mean, my son, he was able to, they sent him a letter and said, we would love for you to, I don't know, what was it, Honors College? Well, Honors College has a bunch of extra work. And I looked at my son and I said, you know what, Zave, you can do all that extra work. He said, like what? Okay, right there, that's the wrong answer. So see, you have a scholarship, you got to keep a certain GPA. I said, why don't you just go on to the regular college and take honors courses? That's a good look on a transcript. Why set him up for failure? Why do that and lose your scholarship and then jeopardize your opportunity to graduate from that school? Because see, I had a rule that said, if you lose your scholarship, and then you have to come home. I mean, we don't even need to have a discussion. You just need to come home. I'm pretty, you know, cut and dry about it. If you lose it, you got to come home. That means you need to keep your GPA. So let's look at the strategy to keep the GPA. And let's be realistic about the product. In this case, it was my son that I'm bringing to college. Those are some of the things that we did, and we kept it real. I'm straight up looking at him just like any other grown adult and saying, okay, I'm not here now. You know, what do you need to do? And are you going to do it? Do you really want to take a 6:30 class in the morning? You know, for the last 18 years, you have not been a morning person. So I just want to know, are you going to get up and go to class that early? And you would have thought I had spoke Greek or something. He looked at me and he was like, I don't need to take a class that early. Well, I didn't think so. So I think you need to undo the schedule that they have given you and go take another class at about 8 or maybe 9 o'clock. Let's just be realistic about what we're bringing to the table. Those are the things that we did, and we managed to be able to be successful.
Wow. So when you're coaching other parents to do this, do you ever get any pushback from them?
You know, I don't look at it as pushback. What I ask are some difficult questions, and then I leave it to them to make the decision. So I'll give you an example. One family that I was talking to, they got a 4-year renewable scholarship, but they needed to keep a 3.7 GPA. You know, that may be very difficult. We got to remember, this is college. This isn't high school. It's not middle school. This is college, and it's different. You know, it is very different. The grading is different. The requirements for the letter grade that you're going to get are different. Sometimes these standards are much more difficult to meet to get the higher grades. But I'm also saying, when you look at getting a $20,000 scholarship over 4 years, that means somebody handed you $80,000. I'm asking a parent, are you going to give $80,000 to an 18 or 19 year old and tell them to go manage it all by themselves? Because, you know, if you do, and they do it, it's wonderful. But there's many kids that aren't going to be able to handle this all by themselves. So I'm not saying parent take it over completely, but what I am saying is make sure that you are truly involved in the process so that we have a better success, a better chance of keeping the renewable scholarship for 4 years. And so what I'm asking parents, if the goal is for your child to graduate in X number of years, and the goal is for your child to keep their scholarship, what happens if they don't? And that's when we get the pause. You know, it's just like dead silent, like right now, just nothing. I could imagine them, if we were sitting across from each other, they're looking at me and I'm looking at them, silence. Well, we would have to figure it out. See, that's not a good enough answer when we're talking $80,000. When we start talking about $80,000, I need to know what plan B, C, and D is, because that's not just something I have in my back pocket where I can just write a check and say, I've got you covered. Does that make sense? So quite often I'm talking to parents about parenting. I'm not talking to them about the mechanics of academics and things of that nature. I talk to them a lot about setting their kids up for success, but quite often I'm talking about parenting. Are you going to be able to make those hard decisions and bring Johnny home if he had a wonderful year, you know, at the frat house for his entire freshman year? And now he's really sad and he wants to go back to school and he promises that he's going to do well. And what are you going to do? Just know in advance. You know who you are as a parent. You know who you are as a person. Know what you're going to do. Just like you need to know your child, you need to know yourself. So those are some of the hard conversations that I have. But I really think you need to make some of those decisions early on. You know, I think you have to make those decisions before your child even leaves for school. You know, tough conversations about what are you going to do if A happens? What are you going to do if B happens? What are you going to do if C happens? All of those things, really, you have to take into consideration. You have to have a plan for them, and you have to be able to say yes or no. You've got to be able to execute, just like you did when the child lived at home with you. You know, you may have said, if your grades drop to below a C average, you know, I'm going to take the car and I'm going to take your privileges. Okay, what's the repercussions or what's the rewards if an activity does or doesn't happen? Those are the type of conversations that I think are the most difficult with families. It's not even the conversations about, I've just run out of money. You know, I needed to pay X amount of dollars each year and I just don't have it. Those conversations are tough, but the tougher ones are when I'm asking you, are you going to be able to do what you said you were going to do? And those are the ones where that I really can't help a family. You know, I can ask them the question, but they've got to determine what they're willing to do and not do. So those are some of the things that I think are the most difficult. You know, I would also say another one I want to really stress is, you know, I've had several families call and they're in the last semester, you know, before graduation, but they truly have run out of money. And there's really no emergency fund to help people. You know, they've gone, you know, 4 years or 3.5, but they just don't have the money to pay off, you know, the amount that they owe on their account at the school, and they can't go back, and we can't figure it out. We can't find any money to help them. You know, those are sad situations. Those are the situations that, you know, I stay up at night and I, you know, I really think about and I really try and find a solution. Those are the ones that cause me to hurt, because that child may have done everything that they were supposed to do. And they did everything they were supposed to do in high school to get to college, everything in college. And then they just fell short at the end. And there's no real place to go to just get that little bit of money that you need to get you over that hurdle so that you can get to graduation. Those hurt me. So, you know, I'm hopeful one day to be able to help in those situations, but those are the ones that are the most painful. Those are the ones that cause me the most, you know, sleepless nights. I hope that helps with some of the items that I think people really need to pay attention to, where that I don't always have answers. I just have more questions than answers. And sometimes I have to say, I don't have the answer, but you're going to have to make a difficult decision.
Okay. It makes a lot of sense. I remember when I was first introduced, and we connected, and just to hear the story of how you did it with your son. And I said to you on several occasions, I said, wait a minute, I remember going to my kid's school, when colleges will come to their school, and this information that you provided, they was not providing. And I'm loving the fact that you are truly deep diving with individuals and their families to let them know that you just don't have to be another number that they need to meet their quota, but you need to be a person that can be able to get through college if you truly prepare and do the work, but also come out debt free. And that's why I'm excited to for you to be able to share more in details on the conference, because I know so many people need your information. So before we close out, I want you to be able to tell people how they could be able to find you, because I know they need you. Because I know I needed you, so I know they're going to need you. Tell them how they could be able to find you. And also, I want people to know that she's going to be speaking about securing your finances at the Brink and Bears Unapologetically Conference on July 24th and 25th of July 2020. And it's going to be virtually, but it's going to be powerful. You do not want to miss your opportunity to be in the room, to get the experience, to get the nuggets, to get this information, and making sure that you can be able to connect with Miss Kimberly Brown. So Kimberly, please take a moment and let them know how they can be able to find you on social media and stay connected with you.
You know, to stay connected with me, the name of my company is Financial Mastery X, and that is for experience. I want people of all different experiences to be able to come forward and truly master their finances. So financialmasteryexperiencex@gmail.com is the email address. But you know, we're all on social media. You can get me on Facebook under Realizing the College Dream or Financial Mastery X. Either one of those will lead you to our Facebook group and my Facebook page. And on either one of those, you can leave me a message, and I respond, you know, fairly quickly. So do that. I'm also on Instagram and I'm on Twitter. You can meet me there also. But again, I'm on Facebook at Realizing the College Dream. And I'm also on, Realizing the College Dream. And the name of the company is Financial Mastery X. You can also send me an email at financialmasteryx@gmail.com. So those are the ways that it's easiest for you to be able to find me and stay in touch.
Kimberly, it's been such a pleasure and an honor to get you on board, because I know the long conversations that we had, and I am truly, truly appreciative of getting to know you on such a level that I'm like, dang, thank you. Thank you so much. So for you, for all of those who are listening, feel free to follow us all over social media, Motivation Social, where you can be able to find us. You can be able to hear this podcast. You get to know about us. And then you also to be able to get your tickets for the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically Conference that's taking place on the 24th and 25th of July, 2020 at bbuconference.com. So if I have missed anything else, my lovely co-host, Dr. Akina Finch, she will fill us in because I know I forgot something.
Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, definitely check us out at Change Your Minds Online on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, our website. Thank you. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for being on here today. I learned so much from our conversation. It was truly a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to the conference and being able to speak and with people and, you know, and go a little bit more in depth. So thank you for having me today. And then I look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Yes. Thank you so much.
So thank you, everyone, for listening today. Please check out Kimberly Brown and all the things that she does. And then, of course, check out Change Your Minds Online and definitely get your ticket for the Breaking Barriers Unapologetically Conference. So until next time, good night.
Good night.
Bye, everyone.